Welcome to the Oxford Healthcare Improvement Podcast Series, brought to you by Dr. Daniel Morne, Medical Lead for the Centre. I've got Pauline Fair with me today, who is an ex-service user with lived experience of the personality services in Oxford Health. Hello, Pauline.
Oh, hello there, Daniel. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too, and thanks so much for being here today. And we're here to talk about a project we were both involved with, actually, looking at personality services in Buckinghamshire. So tell us perhaps a bit about the project from your perspective.
I first heard about the project through a group I work with, STARS, and I volunteered for it because I just wanted to help services develop for the future, for the future service user, so they're not pushed about from service to service, as at the moment that seems to be what's happening. Get an assessment here, assessment there. They can go in, get the assessment and get the appropriate therapy from there. It just makes for a more fluid journey for the service user in the future.
So you heard it through STARS. Tell us a bit about STARS.
STARS are all ex-service users who have completed intensive therapy of the complex needs services set within Oxford Health, whether that be from Aylesbury or Oxford. And STARS go alongside professionals within their field of personality disorder or any psychiatrist, work alongside them to bring training and also help service users into services and understand why the services are set as they are.
That sounds like a brilliant service, that STARS, and thank you for telling us about it. Back to the project. It was quite a big brief, wasn't it? Because we had to really look at the whole system and think about how to address spot the gaps in the delivery of care for people with personality difficulties, and also then think about what we can do about those gaps. So you've told us a bit about your involvement with STARS, but yeah, tell us, why were you motivated to really get involved in this project? Because it did take quite a bit of your time up.
I wanted to do this because with diagnosis of personality disorder, I just felt the flow through the services wasn't as fluid as it could be. It felt jagged, disjointed at times. And I thought this was an important project to get involved in at that strategic level, so I could help put the services in the places where the service users could actually find them with ease.
And how did you feel, you know, sort of going to that first meeting? Because you were the only person with lived experience actually on the sort of, we had other people involved who had lived experience, but actually you were on the sort of directing meeting. So how did you feel being there?
It was a little bit terrifying at first. I thought all these people, you know, they've got all these numbers and letters they have for their names, and it's quite sort of breathtaking almost when you're involved at that level. And I thought, well, they won't want to hear what I'm saying, they won't want to listen to what I, little old me, says. And when I got there, I actually found that the people actually wanted to hear what I said. They asked for my opinion, and those opinions have been taken forward to other actions, which is means I've been heard, it means I've been listened to and understood. And that is so important when you're at that sort of level, to have people with all these different letters and names after their names. It's so important that you feel that you're heard. And I definitely was. There was no doubt about that. And that was a big relief.
That's great to hear, because we want to encourage other people with lived experience to get involved in, you know, quality improvement projects. What was your opinion about the sort of quality improvement approach? How did you find it?
That was another thing I was a little bit wary of. I thought I wouldn't understand what they were talking about. I don't know what they're talking about. But I did. Somebody had gone to a lot of work and produced a lovely colour flow diagram that made it easy to see what needed work, what may take a bit more time but still needed a lot of work, and some things that were brought up that definitely needed action immediately. And it was just so easy to see through this flow diagram what was working, what wasn't working, and what needed a lot of attention and what didn't. That whoever produced those diagrams, I think, was fantastic. It made it easy for me to see where the gaps were that we were talking about.
Shout out to Mia Morgan, our researcher, who put all those process maps together and pulled all the data in. Yes, she was great. And it was very impressive, actually, the data that was shown, because it did show that there were a lot of people who perhaps weren't getting the treatment, the evidence-based treatment that they perhaps, you know, we were hoping that they would get.
Yeah. And I think also that everybody deserves treatment. And if you get the wrong treatment because you've got the wrong diagnosis, it's not helpful in any illness, and particularly mental health.
So what would you say to other people with lived experience who might be thinking about getting involved in an improvement project?
Come forward, put your names forward, because you are valued and you are listened to, and it is actioned upon. And I think it's just to improve those services for future service users. That's why I do it. And hopefully, you know, a lot of other people come forward and take part in these type of projects, because it is worthwhile. It's valuable time spent doing a valuable job.
Thank you very much, Pauline, for your time. And I want to say thank you again for your really valued input to the project. It was really fun working with you, and just so great to have all your experience put into what was actually a very valuable project in the end. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity. Thank you, Daniel.